Blog Talk Radio.
I've been down for a few days, and I'm on the road to recovery. Okay, now, okay, what's this? Okay. All right. Now, you know, like I say, I am not in the best of health right now because some night in the week, I seem to take a late shower and may have exposed myself to a temperature that affects my inner core. So, that's what it is. However, I don't have anything else in my interest but to talk about creation and civilized human beings are different from white people being. I cannot yield to the biblical corrosion. Because it's not that I grew up with the Bible, you know. So when you hear me talking, you have to have a little, at least a little understanding or knowledge as to when I say things, to get a good sense of what I am saying, where I'm coming from and what my experience is, and to see what track my mind is on. Because I have people who at times will reply to certain things that I write and post. And something about the world society that we are in. It's one of confusion. One that is in an uproar all the time. And I hear the press, Washington Press, that they are going through a very hard time because of confusion. Now, when you have the people who brought brought the corruption, then Europeans brought the corruption to the rest of the world. But today, since they are homosexual, they don't know no better than to act like the nature of a homosexual. Homosexual, I identify homosexuality from 100,000 years ago. I didn't dream it. I read it in history and trace it. And I can tell you this, just as you see what we'd call animals, we wouldn't describe or should not describe the animals for, like, say, they are uncivilized or something like that, because they are not in our category for us to characterize the animals like we would look on civilized people. Now, homosexuals are a bad breed that coming out of a bad mix of taxonomic portions that make up homosexuals. And what I have read and understand so far is that homosexuals today are coming from the origin of apes, primates. I'm not joking. Now, it's hard for a lot of people tonight able to digest what I'm saying, but I remember the days I grew up in church. My parents were Christian, and I am amazed now at how the transition from being a civilized person 200,000 years ago, my, oh my, the Bible don't want to hear anything of what I'm saying. But I grew up with the Bible, though. And it is when, as an adult, Of course, I did not grow up with much education at all. So I remain a Christian all the time because, look, it's not an easy thing for a person who born and raised up in what is called Jesus time. First of all, it's going to take a person a long time if they are interested to read about what happened in the past in history and to see the kind of world of people that live back in the BCE, the BCE time. What do you know about the BCE era? I mean, few people that usually don't cause anything to change. Them just stay put and accept everything that is going on by perverters who come to life on earth. Because homosexuality is a perversion of civilized life. It's not, I mean, you cannot sympathize with situation that is anomaly. You just can't. And now when I listen to what they are talking about in the news, who are leading, let's say, the the news? What kind of government control news and society? Is homosexual? Hello? It is the homosexual. If you don't know, I am telling you. And I am not daydreaming either. I'm telling you the real truth. I happen to realize that I didn't have enough education to carry on a good, decent life. When I say decent life, I mean that you're not reading at a level to understand certain essential things, right? That I mean. And therefore, you cannot have a level of life, and I'm not talking about to be a millionaire or a billionaire. I'm not talking about that. No, I'm not saying you shouldn't be millionaire and billionaire. But it would have to be according to civilization. And when things come to you in an honest, right way. Can't be stealing and killing people for what they have and stuff like that. All right. That's what homosexual is all about. And if you don't read and know, they'd fool you that, oh, all the wealth in the world belongs to them. No, but you don't read from where they're coming from. Because they are not going to tell you where they're coming from. And so, I like to tell you, talk on this subject matter. Because when we are raised up into AD and a Domini era, and your brain is going to pass through your childhood, your parents, or, you know, any form of guardianship by anybody. And then you go to school, and whatever you are going to be taught in a school, you're going to go to church, and they're going to preach to you how to believe in Jesus, in the Father of Jesus. None of those things are not true. Jesus never existed. And the white people preach the gospel of Jesus, and they create evangelism and all these kind of a different facets of learning. And when you are born in a Christmas season time, I tell you, that's all I knew. I wanted to see Christmas come around a little more often. Yes, that's true. This is what I'm trying to say to you, that your life is never going to be a civilized human life. It's a fact, because I grew up in it. So why shouldn't I talk about that today? I got to. I have to talk about it, because at least I would like someone to be affected, not by believing in what I'm saying, because I now advance over the kind of thinking that is controlled by your belief, right? You don't believe, is an act, right? Believe. And what is in church on a whole is that you believe everything that goes on their preaching church. It doesn't matter. Even you can discern that the preacher is talking nonsense, but you have to let it be. It's a homosexual thing that there, but we don't, like in Jamaica, we don't meet upon that. But who made the church? Who established the church? You have to read world history to know that. And you got to understand that the civilized calendar, homosexuals have, you know, they have avoided to live under this the sun. Yeah, I think it's solar, not the moon. The solar calendar was created by the gods that came to earth. The Bible is not going to tell you that. Imagine that. That the Bible is telling you about some creation that never exists. The homosexual white people them that you see there. Look. Let me tell you something. I don't apologize for what I am saying at all. No. Because if you don't like what I'm saying, come up and give me a chatter that proves that you know what I'm saying is a lie. I'll entertain that, because we're going to talk and exchange views, and you know, it's the way of words, that whatever you say is going to come out into the light that everybody can understand if you're making sense. Well, if I am not making sense, the way to do it is not to, like, hiss your teeth and shrug your shoulders and talk all kind of thing to yourself to satisfy yourself. Come out in the open, call me. 347-850-1358. I am on this station very often. Lately, I missed quite a few of my setting, the show. And seems like I'm getting old, or it's the way nature works, where sometimes, you know, you're doing something and you take a ease off and things like that. Anyway, what I'm saying to you is this. I grew up in church from age 7, according to my recollection, until I'm like 60 or more. Okay? And I tell you that I did not do much. I didn't have much of high education. But I was very conscious of that. So when it happened that I came to America, something that I never expect, because you know America is a place that people in the highlands are very, very, you know, to have us that feeling. America, I used to hear, you know, or in Jamaica, we have they recruit people to come to America and pick fruits, chop sugar cane and do stuff like that. And I know a few people who have had the luck. If you go and you can pass the physical exam and something like that. So America is known as such a place that, you know what, I just realized what my impression was of America was a misnomer, because America is an invaded land. And it's not invaded by Africans. It is invaded by monkeys, human beings. Yeah. That's the truth. It's going to be hard for you and being accustomed with the society that you grow up in and what you are taught in the Bible. It's hard for you to rinse yourself out of that. How could you even come to the point of deciding that you don't want no more of the Bible? You'd have to get some logic from something that you probably reading or something. But it is hard to remove biblical text. It's very hard. Because if you notice, if you have Christian parents, they never complain about like the lack of anything in Christianity. Like everything that human need is in the Bible. That's the impression. I never see anybody, a Christian, complaining about the foolishness of Christmas. No. And I'm telling you, until I was like in my 60s, I begin to read and find out certain things, okay? My mind open up to understanding the value in words and communication, right? And so that is how I come to see the real world and find that history is a prehistory, right, before the flood. It's the right history for us to read about the world and civilization. That does not happen in my lifetime. My parents, mother and father, they were 100% satisfied with being in the church. They didn't know any better about the Bible and Christianity. And it doesn't matter how badly the leader of the church may behave. You know, it will be overlooked because you don't have another greater knowledge or choices in choosing, especially like what we'd call it a spiritual life. You got to stay with the church. Right? You have to stay with the church. Yeah, you have to stay with the church and what it teaches you. I happen to grow up, and when I change my reading status, I was 27 years of age. So whatever I do with my younger days, it wasn't much. Fourth grade, I was reading on. When I go into an adult school in America, it was when my reading knowledge changed. And then a lot of customs and behavior in our society, I was forced to think differently. Yeah. Because at that time, these homosexuals, European homosexuals, They already destroy the thinking of the civilized people long time ago, long before I was born, say about 2,000 years ago. Yeah, they totally destroy the concept of civilization. And we no longer know what civilization is. Is reading going to cause me to know? And this may sound to a lot of people like, you know, this guy thinks so much of himself, like he this and he's that. But I want to tell you something. Don't cheat yourself of proper knowledge. Nobody took me like a cult to his recruits and teach me anything. In my experience, that's different when it comes to me. And I don't say that there aren't other people who have the same experience like me. But I realize that the things I read and realize is far beyond my companions. Yeah. Very far. And I have experience of certain people, I have to put aside their way of thinking because of what I show them. And it's not that they are going to come and live with me and I am a leader of anything. No, I don't have anybody following me because my understanding is this. I don't like company more than so, right? If we are good friend, we are good friend. But, you know, we part and go away and we see each other now and then or something like that. But I, from a home of 11 children, including myself, and I have an impression in my mind that whatever I know, you know, and I don't depend on dreams and vision and stuff like that. If I get them, of course, I'll use them for what they are to me. But it was reading nonfiction articles of things, you know, of happen in the human life. And then I began to see the difference between the civilized way of life from the uncivilized. I begin to know right from wrong by reading, not fiction. You see? And at this point of my life, I'm gone way, 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 way beyond what most people are thinking. The thing is, it's my experience now is not like going to the church for almost, you know, 30 years from a child. No. It's that I, as an individual, follow the spirit into my mind. I want to be a honest person. I want to be, first, I mean, most of all, I want to be a good person. In the true sense of being a good person. That's what I want. I love honesty. I don't covet. I don't want people things that, you know, I would like to take away from them. I mean, if you have something and I am fond of what you have and things like that, it looks good and things like that. I, you know, I like that. When I can say, oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's the way I am. But for me, I don't follow the pattern of anybody. Okay, and I grew up in a family of 11 children. My father was mostly away. Okay, and we all grow up into being adult and travel, you know, go to England. That's where my dad went, first of all, and bring others with him. Well, I didn't get to go to England on that in that way, but I did go to England later when I was settled in America. So I can tell you that the world that I come to know now, reading and actually having contact with what I am reading. You hear me? That's what changed me. You hear me? And I found out that words prevent me from going to asking other people questions. Yes! I am not joking. But in all of my Christian day, which is almost like some 40, 50 years, I don't rely on anybody. I'm not saying that I gone so high that I don't need nobody to tell me nothing. No, it's not like that. there are times when I would ask people question about something, of course, but it's not about, it's not a spiritual thing. Nobody is my spiritual leader. My spiritual leader is in my brain. And as long as you can read, you will know right from wrong, because words are telling you that. So if you want your life to go alright, use your ability to read, because words will do it for you. You know, the dictionary is a very helpful manuscript for us to learn. But if somebody must teach you how to live, and you, with your big education, cannot do it, it means something is wrong with the concept of your education. And it's not because you cannot do well with the education that you have. Because, yes, I'll affirm that. I'm not talking that you cannot do a whole bunch of sophisticated thing and make a lot of money. I'm not saying that you can't. No, I'm not saying that. But if you put me, who read and taught myself out of foolishness, you're going to find out that I am more particular than anybody else who has not taught themselves. Because there's no way anybody is going to be able to teach you. It doesn't matter how much you can learn from them. You, if your brain is not out of order, if you are somebody who can discern and make distinction and know when contradiction come around and things like that, yeah, as long as you have those faculty working for you, you will well become someone who is delightful and one who direct yourself. You don't listen to nobody. And basically, if you read some things in the Bible, like some place in Jeremiah 30th chapter, yeah, it will tell you that a time would come when the Lord God would put his spirit in you. Now, something's wrong with that, because your spirit was put in you when you were born. So the fact that you are going to wait at a time when God is going to put his spirit within you, like you didn't have his spirit in you before, it means that that's heresy. You understand me? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, believing that scripture, that the Lord at some point, and then they're going to make it, it's when Jesus came. Now, 2,000 years gone, Jesus supposedly come. Because everything we are saying today, based upon Jesus, Jesus never come at any time in the Bible. So, it goes to show you what white people do in the Bible is set us up, we Africans. Why we Africans? It is because we are hybrid people. The first humans created on earth, right? And let me tell you this. In this booklet here, When Time Begun, Zachariah Sitchin. Now, it is even a million copy best-selling author. And it's not a joke. It's not about, this book is not about making money. This book is about requirement of knowledge, not to the writer, because the writer don't know how much people are going to buy your book. In this case, this guy is up to making as much money as he may want from a book like this. People who know what this book is like is going to buy it. Really? Because somebody like me, somebody like me is going to buy this book. All right, let me read a little of the synopsis on the back cover. It says, they, which mean the gods, the Elohim. A lot of people cannot come to terms with the Elohim because according to Christianity, Elohim is a unknown spirit. Not so in this book. Elohim came from another planet and come in a big number of them came to Earth because they did not come to Earth and we would never know about them because we would not be created a civilized human being if it hadn't been for them that they came to Earth and needed helper. Something happened why they needed helper. The work was hard and their helper that they brought here was tired of it. Four rivers are dredged in Africa. You ever hear about that? Yeah. Who you think dredged that? The Elohim. And it has to be that when their workers rebel and they send some of them home or some of them may be left back. However, when they created us, it's not no foolishness this. You're talking about the ultimate of science. And whatever you hear white people talk about science, they don't talk about it like they learn the knowledge that they have from the Elohim that came to Earth for a long period of time, beginning with our beginning at 445,000 years ago. And when they came here, there were no civilized being on the earth but themselves. But at that time, who do you think was in Europe? It was the bipedal primates or apes, monkey. They were around in Europe. I'm telling you, history as it is. Because anybody wants to pay any attention because they hear so much foolishness already. So who's coming with something else? I'm telling you about history. If you have somebody who told you about real history, then shouldn't have no problem listening to me because that's what I'm talking about. History. Okay? And we cannot be against our disharmony because the history is not saying two different things. Okay? This world that we are in right now, we need people to know they can educate themselves. And when it comes to notions and belief or philosophy and stuff like that, you should learn the principle yourself by reading. You know, when people talking nonsense. You see what I mean? And there is no missing in my output because I am not talking to you from foolishness that I am guessing. Talking from where history is written by the author or whoever writes a piece of history. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Because history could not write itself. It takes someone. All right. But the thing about it is that with the confusion that we are under, somebody may ask, you know, who write that? And a lot of people quick to ask you who write what you're saying are people who believe in the Bible, that they cannot tell you who wrote anything except to say the God of the Bible. And then you ask them for the fact of existence of that God, and they cannot tell you that. Because in the very Bible, they block you from saying who God is, because they're not telling you in the Bible who God is. They're telling you something, make it sound like, oh, you can hold on to this. But how can you hold on to something that is not an object? You know what I mean? The Bible don't give you an object for God. Because, and if you say nay to what I said, I'm going to ask you to tell me. Give me the fact about God that you believe in. What authority comes from whatever you learn in whatever way that tells you that God is the one who make heaven and earth and mankind, Adam and Eve? If you can't, you cannot show that, because they write in the Bible already that God is a spirit. St. John 4, I think, St. John 4 and what? Maybe the 11th verse or something like that. But St. John 4, 24 maybe, that it says, God is a spirit, and they who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's all you're going to get from him. Anybody, the greatest, all the churches that you see around you, they can't tell you anything else, because you're reading that in the Bible, and that means it totally bar them from, if you insist, you bar them from saying God is an object seen by anyone. And as a human being, if you never see, well, you can see by faith and believe in anything. You're not going to see and touch and make connection with anything by your belief and prove it as a fact. Because you will never be able to, let's say, go in what they call a court of law and bring something you believe in to prove your case. You just do not. Now, I know that somebody out there, what I'm saying, because what I'm saying is true. I know what I'm saying is true. And I can go anywhere on this planet and talk this way. I am speaking right now. And there is not one person, no matter how educated they are, they will never beat me to it. I'll beat them to it every time. And I'm not just saying that. I know for sure that beliefs don't land you anything, except when you believe in somebody who make you a promise, and you believe they're going to fulfill the promise, and you're lucky when that promise is fulfilled. Because what happens when you are promised something and it is not being fulfilled? What happens? This is what I'm trying to say. How do you know when somebody, maybe they do not willfully withheld what they promised? But circumstances can alter cases, they say. You see what I mean?
circumstances can block what a person want to do. And therefore, their promise is going to be in vain after all, but it was not the intent. What do you see in this? You see a truth here that most people don't get to see. You see what I mean? All right. Well, the Bible about Jesus is not made up on any fact. All that they are, many times you get into some part of the Bible and you can, as it were, imagine that Jesus is writing and saying these things. Because they even have red writing that Jesus, these are the words of Jesus. It is homosexual writing. It's their way of convincing us that a Jesus exists. But sometimes they write some statements about what Jesus said. And, you know, it don't sound so good to you, but you have to, like, just hold on to it anyway. Because they have places in the Bible where they're going to, like, give you some ideas on how you're not to listen to other people and talk in certain things. Don't believe in what they say. All right. Not unless you know word rules enough to make distinction and to navigate yourself into the communication. No. You're not going to know. You're not going to find out that something is wrong, that you have made a mistake and make agreements on a promise, and you'll find out that, you know, what happened? You're lucky when somebody don't bring you down on it. They promise you something, and they're not going to meet the promise at all. Okay? Well, that's what church is. How many different churches out there? You can go to any one of them. Not one of them is true. Not even one. Because they rest on Jesus. That never exists. All right. How is it you have a big Bible of Old Testament and New Testament? And I can come up here and tell you, say, none of it is true except a few places in the Bible where, for whatever it be, some writing get into the Bible that is not Christianity. So those places in the Bible that does not support Christianity, the concept of what is written, that is the only few things in the Bible. But most of the Old Testament is garbage. All of the New Testament is garbage. That's right. Because when they are telling you about Moses is a lie, if anything go like that about Moses, they are good at writing stories. Homosexuals. Okay? Who can compete with them with writing? They have the blood of the humans that they come from. But remember, they were a species called hominid, primates, monkeys. That's where these homosexuals come from, that breed. Okay? So you hear them anywhere they go. Rome, Italy is a place that was overrun by these homosexuals. If you don't read and get to know exactly what happened, you can never refute anything they say or do. But they are homosexuals. And they write a Bible, and the Bible is not serving any purpose than to bring the world into sodomy. But remember in Genesis one time, we see there that they really, really give Lot a hard time. Yes. And so, what I'm saying to you here today is there is a serious crisis in our society today. We were not supposed to be this type of society because our ancestors, something happened to them, and they write about it in the Bible. What happened to them is not about no talking serpent like you read it. No, there has never been any talking serpent, none whatsoever. And billions of people believe it and never query the facts if it ever exists. Everybody hang on to the belief in Jesus and find all kind of way to think that Jesus Christ exists, that Jesus Christ come down from heaven and come and born of a virgin and all them kind of thing. Now, you cannot make any other decision you can't base it on anything other than what is taught to you and you believe. You don't have another wink of information to change what you are given to believe in. You would have to find some academic knowledge that take you out of that. You read and you come out of that. So right now, everybody believe in Jesus and believe in the Father of Jesus. None of it exists. I say none of it exists. So when I listen to Washington and a woman like Liz Cheney, and you think she's a genuine person, you know what? I think she believes what she's saying. But she don't business herself to the fact that they are on a land where they invade and kill who they find here. Liz Cheney. So why Liz Cheney is talking like that? When this is the circumstance of them being in America, they leave from Africa, from Europe. They never have name. They never, right. They come from a breed, a crossbreeding thing. That now they are here and breed up all over the place. Homosexuals. And she won't talk nothing about that, about their homosexuality, that they bring and infecting the world with it, Liz Cheney. But what I'm saying is she is born and raised up into this thing because how long now, about 400 or 500 years, they are in America doing these whole bunch of nasty stuff that they're doing. Right? And they don't belong among us. You're reading our history. The world is a textbook. Don't write anything, any legitimate things about these white people. The world is a textbook. And let's say Glencoe World History, Spivogel National Geographic. If you get an edition of that book, edition 2004, right, and edition 2. And you start up at the page, I tell you about human origin. These sodomites, you know what they do? Because they know that they messed up our brain. Yeah, from way back, going back to 100,000 years. They mess up our brain with their disease. And I'm not just telling you something that is flying around. No, I'm telling you from historic facts. The relationship between white sodomite people and the African people, they come here because of a wrong connection that they cause. And this is how they exploit our deficiency. Okay? And there are too many evidence to prove what I'm saying. These folks are endeavor to push out the African hybrid people and take control of the world. That's what they are about. And you can stay there, go to church and clap tambourine and all them kind of things, and you don't know what you're into. Right? That's what you're going to do because that's what you were taught, and that's where your feeling lies. And you don't want to hear anything from nobody else. Well, I didn't have anybody convert me to Christianity. My reading and the little reading that I can do, words guide me. You hear me? So when it comes to the concept of things, you don't learn it from people who want to bring you into a denomination or something like that. You're going to be alone because this era that we are in, you know, your education can teach you, and that you don't fall in an error like church error. Because you read in the Bible, in the worldish textbook, about they're not listed in the worldish textbook as civilized people. It's all African, from Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. None of these homosexuals. History says a culture is a people who bond together. How come we are bonding with them and they give us all kind of disease that up till now we are not able to rule our government, whereas you can only say we were kings and queens. So what happened to it? If what I'm saying is not true, why we do not have the same function of king and queen? When it's in the world, it's a textbook. They are not in here. And they manage to twist our head that we are able to, you know, talk about Jesus, that Jesus is no less than a dead frog. Yeah. It's not a joke. Jesus is not less than a dead frog. Not Nagasa. These people, if you read where they said Jesus came to earth, called 12 disciples, and teach them the good news, they know that they're lying. But it's their best kept secret. Right? Yes, they know they are lying. They are telling you all these things that Jesus did when he was on earth. Those things are lies. They're, you know, you, nothing I say will make sense to you unless your eye begin to become open. And today, I wish someone receive their sight, because we're not talking about the outer high that you have. We're talking about the one that reasons and tell you what to do. Right? So something I say can trigger that button that is there to be pushed, to make you start, to enlighten you, to make you start seeing. I don't want anything from you. I don't want anything from anybody at all. Why I am here. I am paying for this session. And I am on here like almost every day a week. You know, I'd say three or four. And lately I am skipping some of the time. But I have always been like at least 4 days a week or 5 days a week. I am on here talking. So it is difficult to absorb what I am saying because you don't hear enough and perhaps not started at the right place for you to get a better background. All right. Whatever it is, I am telling you, this is my experience with the church and what I am doing right now. I'm doing it because I have the earlier childhood experience. So I am able to tell you what I know to be true from falsehood, okay? And I'm telling you, the Bible as a whole is falsehood, exempt those few places in the Bible. I don't even think much people read those things because you wouldn't read it too long before you realize something is wrong. You know, when you look at the world and look at the churches and stuff like that, You have to think something is wrong. But if you think something is wrong, it is not likely that you're going to think, well, I mean, destroy the churches. You're not going to think that. But that's exactly what we are to think. You see, because there is nothing good about the church as a whole. No. And you may think that you have Jesus and Jesus is good to you and you pray and you have a lot of blessing from the Lord. You may think all those kind of things. And that's all you're limited to think of. But that is not the truth. Because the church is full of a lot of dirty things that it cannot possibly be what civilization is all about. Civilization started with the gods, where hominids was never a part. That incident of crossbreeding happened, and they began to breed up, and then here comes the homosexuals. Now, we know where homosexual come from. If you don't want to accept that, that's your business. But reading the history, look, I have done paralegal course. I pay money to go paralegal school, a college, and about 9 months of training, right? I graduate, okay, as a paralegal. I know what I'm talking about. And if you think I don't know what I'm talking about, come ask me some questions that would lead to your discovery that I am a liar. I don't know what I'm saying. All right. Until then, I have to keep on talking because nobody stopped me. Nobody stopped me. Now, I come on here today and I feel, on the downside. But this morning, I was not feeling good. Now, I am telling you that I am as genuine can be. I don't stretch my hand to anybody to do this show. And I don't look for anything to do this show, right? And I'm not looking for people to feed anybody or anything like that. Because everybody always have the privilege to feed themselves. Now, if somebody is in distress or stuff like that, and you know they want a little money, not to build a house or not like that, because I don't have the money to build a house for myself. But I am telling you that I'm kind to people, and I do not disrespect people. But the truth of the world about human creation and the hominid evolution is what I'm concerned about. And these folks have beat down our African hybrid people and twist around the truth about us until there's hardly anybody who are able to speak out in confidence of what history say we are. That's bad. That's bad. Because these folks, when they did the first, what you call it now, invasion in Europe, that is the first time in history anybody know of these, I mean, people in our time. Our people didn't know anything about them. When you read it now today, because, I mean, you're talking about, I mean, a few hundred years ago, 509 BC. And now I think it's going into close to 2,000 years now that these white sodomites have been working on our brain that we don't rule anything and they must rule. I read and find out so that I am no longer in the dark of what they do. First, when I realize, what do? I purge myself as I find information that give me eyes to see and my mind to understand. When I tell anybody anything, I'm not doing it for any other purpose. And I'm up against these white sodomites. Okay? And I do some communication with them. And they were stiff and threatened. Because this computer that I am on, you know, I'm on Black Talk Radio, is sodomite owned. It's not theirs, but in the case that we are in right now, we don't have anybody in the political sense to drive them out. And all we need is an arrangement to use our own laws for what the purpose of it is. We are here and should be able to drive them out. Now that our ancestors fall into the precipice, or what they call talking serpent. The white people, the homosexuals are the talking serpent. It's them. And there is no reason for you to not think it is them, because the homosexuals in your Bible, Genesis 19, it's them. It's their offspring we are dealing with right now. Okay? And one thing is going to drive away your adversary is when they know you know the truth about them. And that's what I'm telling you about. It's the truth. Now, in my conversation with them, these people don't worth anything. They do not. And they are only doing what they're doing because we are allowing them. We are allowing them. Because we don't have to use no weaponry or nothing like that to drive them out of where they have seized from us. Look and think. Look and think how much. Look and think how much they have harmed us. I'll be back in just a moment.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. But autumn leaves start to fall. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I'll miss you most of all, my darling.
Listen, I am like a stranger in my own paradise. Because what I have developed, the knowledge that I have found reading and shows the world population is one like sower. The killing everywhere. And see, these homosexual rule, they take killing like something nice. Now, I want to draw your attention to this. These white sodomites, they don't care about that they come here and kill us. You understand that? No. And they come and mess up our brains so that they can write a Bible and turn us idiots? And when I talk about it, you think anybody wants to like say, well, then come and let us have an argument here, man, about what you're saying. Take me on with it. No! Because I remember there have been a few callers, but you're talking about going 5 years or so ago. But little by little, as I discover things, talk them, people who are church like I was, They draw away from me. You know, I delve into the knowledge that I find, and there is nothing like it. Can't compare nothing to it. Civilization that hardly anybody know what it is. You see what I mean? So my communication with these folks, they realize that I am a serious person. And I am not serious like Marcus Garvey, nor Jesse Jackson, or Al Sharpton, and any of these guys. I'm different from them. Because they don't come with history to talk about and to, like, get these people off of our properties. No. They allow themselves to believe in the church. And they start to look like cow looking for grass to eat. Basically, this is what happened. African people are looking up to these sodomites who come and destroy our brain. You ever hear anybody say that yet before? If you do, that's great. But I found out that our kingship don't no longer function because of the many diseases that they put out, infect us with. And because we don't drop boop on the ground every time one dies in this context, nobody don't realize what is going on. But I'm telling you, we are not carrying out the duties of the government that the gods left with us. And it is written that they have left us in charge. Now, you see, they come and try to talk about, you know, Adam and Eve like they were created by the gods. No, where do you find that at in any history where white people were created by Adam and Eve? Or by the gods who created Adam and Eve, like they were created in the same system. No, and there are too much occasion for us to realize that something is wrong with these sodomite white folks. Remember, they don't look like the monkeys where they come from. They do a lot of things with our sapien species. They are hominid and we are sapien. What are they doing calling us Homo sapien? You know, that's what they are making for themselves. And later on, they soon, like, get rid of us completely. That's what is going on. All right. So I am one person who, you know, it happens. I am not affected by them. I'm not afraid of them. They want all of us to submit to their sodomite stuff. That's what they want. It's not going to happen. And there is not going to be any peace on earth until these faggots, homosexuals, leave and go back where they come from. It's not a joke. And you can sit there and talk about Jesus and all them kind of thing. They won so many of us, millions of us over to believe in rubbish. And I was telling you this. 445,000 years ago, this happened. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. A few more lines. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shape our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. Now, I don't know. I don't think anybody want to question that. When you look around and see the world around you and whatever you know, what sounds right to you? The Bible or the history? For me, the history. Because the Bible is not about knowledge. It is about you believing. That don't mean well for you. It means all of that for me, okay? And the fool will say, the fool, only a fool will say there is no God. Now, these sodomites would use that and try to con us. Because what they in sync inside of our brain is that God is what you find in the Christian Bible. And Christianity is a sodomite book. Okay? So when they tell you about, you know, only a fool will say there is no God, they'll get you if you believe that. That God, what they're talking about in the Bible, is real God they're talking about. Because there is no, I can prove it to you any given day using the Bible and using history to prove to you that there is no such a thing in the existence of our civilization. No. So civilization began 445,000 years ago. Okay? And that's where we get a good view of our civilization since then, not before, not after. Now we know what civilization is, and they don't have no God in the Bible where begot a son. How can a man begot a son? All by itself. You understand what I'm saying to you? If you are not puzzled by a male God that is a spirit, nobody can see it. I mean, this is a whole bunch of muddle foolishness. God, that is telling you Lord and clear that these are homosexual writing these things. But we lose our brain to their disease over years and years to now. And it's the reason why we cannot do any better than what we're doing is be under them. But you can read that Deuteronomy, I think, is the 7th chapter or 28th chapter, somewhere there, that it is telling us very clearly that if we follow these homosexuals, we are doomed. Our ancestors slide off track, and now we need to get back on track. You understand? Okay. You know about the setting up of 7 whitehead men who they said talk about founding father. When they're talking about founding father, you know, and you give cheer to it and cheer for the flag, you know, the American flag and all that, These are blasphemy as far as we are concerned. We have nothing to do with them on the flock. We just come after our ancestors messed up, right? We need to get out of it. And if we don't have wits, well, enough wits, because, you know, their disease affect all of us over time. Yeah, that's right. We're just barely surviving. They are doing, no matter how much money you have, they control, they have the principality over you. And the principality about Jesus that never exists. Imagine these sodomites are able to use the name of a character that never exists. And we don't see that. This guy who is used instrument to what I'm saying is Dionysus Exiguus. That is the man that their sodomite pope asked to change the calendar. You hear me? All right. So how many people have you heard say anything about this? No. You don't hear anybody say anything about when they overthrow the king in Rome. You don't hear anything about that. And oh, it's from that day they begin to call themselves Roman Republic. You understand? That's right. And talk all kind of trash about the king that they overthrow. It's a lot of things that we required to know because they are here. Okay? Instead of talking a whole bunch of other things that, you know, we just talking and can't make any progress. As a matter of fact, our people have not demonstrated that they want these faggots to leave our territory. Because it's not one territory, it's not two, it's not three, it's everywhere we are. These faggot homosexual come here and say it's theirs. And we don't see anything wrong with that. Something is wrong with that. Because you can't even talk about it. When our people go to Washington and get a job up there, they have to like act like puppy dogs. Talk their language. Talk like they are legitimate. And that's not the truth. You understand that? Must resonate that there is nobody up in Washington is able to defeat what I'm saying. No. No. And I think they know by now that somebody is talking something that they are concerned about. They have a right to be concerned with it. Because send the greatest lawyer that them have to, like, you know, out-reason me. They don't have that. Because where I have learned civilization is and when and where, they are gone too far above where they are circulating. Yeah, that's how serious this is. All right. I tell you, if you believe in the court system that they have, that it is government, they are riding on the back of kingship. Now, you understand what it is for, you know, a rider to jump on a horseback and go gallop on it, right? Well, the horseback is basically like what kingship is. It's been here a long time. Thousands of years. So where are they putting AD, Anno Domini, Christmas and all that? They're putting it on our turf. And none of us have been able to refute them, to back them out. Not even Mandela. Not even Mandela. Well, it could be me. And what I'm seeing, I'm not dropping it. And I'm not afraid of nobody with it. I'm talking out and I'm showing it with good legal sense. We have a jurisdiction. I don't hear anybody from our corner talking about jurisdiction. No, but I now know that there is jurisdiction and we have civilized jurisdiction, not them. And I'm ordering them out. Otherwise, the plagues will root them out. Now, my friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the show today. Let me say now something about the little excerpt that I have here to read. What are some interesting facts about Eridu? Heard about Eridu? A lot of people have not. But I come to know Eridu because I'm reading the history. Okay. Eridu was revered as the oldest city. You get that? Okay. Good. So now, here we have it. What are some interesting facts about Eridu? Don't forget this. E-R-I-D-U. Eridu. You can Google it and get some education to knowing what I'm talking about. We are just living on the planet, and we know about the first day of the week, right? And we don't know what caused that first day of the week to be in that place. Well, it was the day that the gods came to earth, and they splashed down on the coast of the Persian Gulf, right? And they go nearby and set up a place for them to shelter themselves until they spread all out all over the planet, and mostly in South Africa. Okay, where a lot of important civilized things began to happen at that time. The homosexual that we're talking about are take control. They were in Europe. At that time, no civilized anybody was on the planet. You hear me? That's right. That's what the history shows. So now everybody's enjoying the calendar that the gods, they establish when they come here. But these homosexuals, they want to change the order of society for us, the hybrid creation of mixed blood. Okay? It is mixed blood that created us, the blood of the gods and the blood of the earthling first to spring up in Africa, right? So we are not, we don't come from apes like these sodomites are trying to like press to make us shut up and accept that, you know, what we are not. This is what is happening because our brain is out of function, effect, that they are now pushing us out of civilization, and they take over like they are the civilization. This is what is going on right now. They don't want nobody to understand that. Okay? But it doesn't matter what they do. It's going to come out. And right now, they are having a crisis with their own. That guy, Donald Trump. You see what I mean? Now, you must notice what has been happening over time, an accumulation of what they do. They have used our military. That's what they get at Rome, 509 BC. They take over everything from us and money and everything like that. And nobody in Africa is functioning as a kingship universal government. No, they are now following these homosexuals. They're following the homosexuals with the democracy. So that's how far away we are. Now, for somebody to stand up with some legal understanding and can explain that they cannot come and pod our government. It doesn't matter if it's one person or two person that is left here. We still have the authority to run and function our kingship government. These fucking batty homosexuals, they must go. That's what I am saying. They must go, or indeed, it is destined for them to get ruined. We look at the kind of thing we suffer from, right? Well, they are going to pay. You know, we're not going to collect anything but except get rid of them, but the gods will. Okay? So, I am telling you that what we believe in with these white people and think it's good, I'm telling you, it's no good at all. It's rotten stink. Okay? And we are looking to have better knowledge and to conduct ourselves the way we are supposed to. Listen to this. In the early time of slavery, which is like what, 100 years ago or so? This is when they have their tail in their back, these homosexuals. All right. In 1970, they come out of the closet and begin to show themselves as homosexual. Now, where it come from? It's good that I am reading to find out that it is our blood turned them into homosexual, because that's what happened to the two blood. Okay? Well, in this case, it's three blood, because the earthling blood and the God's blood, that's two blood that make perfect human being. Once they mingle those three blood together, they become like another kind of human being. Oh, yeah. This is what happened. What you are looking on is a process of mixing bad blood and bring it to fruition like a person. This is what they become. Our blood, that is where they get it from. They get the God's blood and the earthling blood from us. When they mix it with the monkey blood, this is who they come out to be. So now you know how white people become homosexual. And they can't do any better but kill, 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 kill. And don't care about it. They feel, yeah, they make we accept that it's okay to do it. Every filthiness that they do, they expect us to accept it because they have the guns and all the kind of thing. They don't have the gun in their tongue. They have it in their hand and they can't go up against them. Well, we are not supposed to go up against them with any gun. We should be wiser than them. That is if we are coming out from this mental disease syndrome. If we are coming out from it and getting back civilized, yeah, we'll be able to push them out, because the truth will kill them. Court system function like this, where there's now they, you know, like I said, now they have the upper hand of us, right? With the military and everything now. Now they have Jesus to be the power by which they are making AD and Adamani, and Jesus don't exist. Now, see, they do it successfully and making it working, because nobody don't jump on them and say, no, you can't do that. That is up to us Africans to do. These guys don't behave like they want a little cut somewhere. They decide to take over the entire blessed land of the earth. You hear me? And they are ordering us to do what they want done. That's what they're doing. I can look in the Bible and see a whole bunch of homosexuals parading with Jesus as 12 disciples. You see what I mean? Yeah. What they're talking about, Jesus and 12 disciples, not in Augusta. Because they are all homosexuals. All right. What they think about us as a result of our low thinking. This slave wanted to buy his freedom back from his slave master, who was a woman. All right. This is in brief, this is how it worked back in them times. 1857, right? A.D., you know. A.D. So they have been ruling over us almost 2,000 years to when the slave operation was going on. So let me just read this portion and let you understand what's going on here. And where we are subdued under these faggot homosexuals. In 1857, the United States Court ruled that black people were property, and as such, they had no claim to freedom. They were not free to even file a lawsuit in federal court for freedom from the white people who own them. The decision was made by a case, Dred Scott versus Sanford. If you are not familiar with it, you can research online. This was the decision made by the highest legal authority in the land, right? Dred Scott. Listen, if you don't know, we have a lot to catch up on, and I am certain that there are enough of us to be affected by further searching and getting to understand what type of life we are and how we can obtain the freedom to live it. Right now, these sodomites are talking out. They don't talk like we exist. You listen to them. Listen to Liz Cheney, yeah? And you listen to Ari something or the other. This is an African man. And much more of them are African. One of them is not Democrat, he's a Republican. And he's like a chairman, right? He's an Indian at that. And he doesn't talk any different from a white faggot. You hear me? He doesn't talk any different from a homosexual. Now, people hear me talk like this and they think I'm crazy because of the ugly normative that has been created around us and suffocate us. Now, I tell you something, you know. I hold on to what I know is certain and is sure. No joke about that. And whatever happens, happens. Because I'll accept anything that happens. I mean, as long as I follow what my spirit tells me. Because I'm not living for anything else but what the spirit tells me. These faggots don't have any power to conquer us if we go about this the right way. Get out of the church. Get out of the publican politics that they have. We have our own. We have more than who can run the show. You don't hear any of these African persecutors. You don't hear none of them talking like we get rid of them, get rid of these so-called white people. No, because their eyes are dim. Their eyes are dim. They're doing such a what is called a tremendous work, tremendous job, but their eyes are dim because they're still on and subordinate under these sodomite white monkeys. They do. Time for us to get out of that. All right. So, what else now? According to Sumerian legend, don't let this opportunity pass you, because whatever you have as knowledge today, it must have been wonderful for you to learn it over time. Okay. Well, if you didn't learn it, you wouldn't have anything today. So is now. If you pass up what I am saying here, it's not just for me. It is for me in a sense, but it is for someone who need to catch it and let it be theirs. According to Sumerian legend, the city was founded by Enki, the god of water, craft, knowledge, and creation. The center of Eridu was the temple to Enki, Ihabzu. As Enki was believed to reside in an aquifer, by the name Abzu. Okay. He was believed to reside in an aquifer. I know it has to do with water. But I need to know more about that aquifer. Now, by the name of Abzu. Okay. The city that developed was built outside from this center point. Adjective. What are some interesting facts about Eridu? Eridu was revered as the oldest city in summer. According to the king list. Hear that? We had a king list. Yeah, according to the king list, and its patron god was Enki. That's the man who the scientist that orchestrated to create a human being to take the place of those who didn't want, who come from their planet, who didn't want to work those kind of things anymore. They got tired of it. Okay, so we human beings, it's the reason why we were created. It was not to take us to heaven or anything like that. We were like, even the Bible said that they miss, I guess, write something so close for anybody to understand. Although so many people still take it like it's truth. But if you're reading with any kind of good academic understanding, you will feel something not right about what you're reading. All right. So it goes on to say, Eridu was revered as the oldest city in summer, according to the king list, and its patron god was Enki, lord of the sweet waters that flow under the earth. Interesting. The city's site, located at the mound called Abu Sharan, was excavated principally because 1946, that's the year I was born, and 1949 by the Iraq Antiquities Department. Okay. Relating to cultivated land or the civilization of land, Brazil is rapidly diversifying its agrarian economy. Excavations have uncovered Urbian remains . See connections? This is not myth. This is history. But these faggots, they like to call it mythology. You see, there are a lot of things that we ought not to do, but we don't know no better, right? But if we begin to get involved and read, we will understand and make ourselves whole, you know? So it goes on to say that excavation have uncovered Ubaidian remains throughout southern Mesopotamia. So Eridu, I think that's where those people come from, Ubaidian. Anyway, it goes on to say, the hallmark of the period was a painted pottery decorated with geographic and summertime floral and animal designs in dark paint. Ubaid period. Linkipedia. Okay, this is a link. Ubaid period. All right. The Ubaid period as a whole, based upon the analysis of grave. What? Analysis of grave goods was one of increasingly paralyzed society. Stratification and decreasing. Yes, so stratification and decreasing egalitarianism. Eridu is one of the earliest settlements in the region, founded 4,400 BC during the earthly Ubaid period at that time. At that time, close to Persian Gulf, close to the Persian Gulf, near the mouth of the Euphrates River. Though in modern times, about 90 miles, about 90 miles inland. Okay, so much now for what our reality is based on in civilization. These sodomites don't want to say anything to make us draw closer to our creation. They don't want none of that. You understand that? They want the Church of Jesus and all these monkey business nonsense. My friends, I think I have said enough, and I want you to take it to heart as much as you can, okay? So I am going to so let it be for right now, and you take good care of yourself. What am I supposed to play to get us out of here? Let's see what we have of fools die for lack of wisdom. By Peter Tosh. And you take good care of yourself. I feel a lot better than I was feeling all along. But, I tell you, thank the Lord. You take care and blessings to you.
of the righteous teaches many.
If I anything,
but fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is in the city. Fixation of a soul is vanity. Destruction of the poor is their poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Why do you fight each other?
Oh, the street.
Why do you kill your brother?
My.
Then your reward will be the same tree.
Thank you.